Dash looked down at the sandcastle. She almost spat in disgust. It must have been some kind of joke. Her half of the castle was 3 upturned plastic pails worth of sand. She hadn't even bothered to pack the sand in before dumping it out, so the thing was already falling apart. Scootaloo's half of the castle, on the other hand, was by most pony standards a work of art. There were parapets and crenellations, conical towers with little seaweed flags. It had a sand dollar royal insignia over the drawbridge. There was a cockle king and his razor clam queen with long, flowing seaweed hair. When the tide rose and the surf came up, Dash's half quickly collapsed. Scootaloo's portion was spared for a while, as she had carefully dug a moat and drainage channels.
"Really, kid? Really?"
Dash spat.
"You had me drive you all the way out to the beach and waste 6 hours of my life for this? What's wrong?"
Scootaloo asked, suddenly worried that Dash was starting to have one of her episodes again.
"What's wrong? Are you stupid? Look at your castle! You spent all that time on it, and I had to help you, and now it's getting washed away!"
"But that's what sandcastles do,"
Scootaloo explained.
"That always happens. It's a sign of impermanence."
"Impertinence?"
Dash tried to say.
"I'll show you impotence!"
Dash got up and started to trot all over Scootaloo's still-standing castle. The king and queen of the ocean were smashed to little pieces.
"Hey!"
Scootaloo shouted.
"What did you do that for?" "Because the beach sucks, that's why!"
Dash insisted.
"Why did you even come out here if you're gonna be like that?"
Scootaloo asked.
"You said you wanted to come."
"No!"
lied Dash.
"I never wanted to come. Your mother thought it would be a good idea if I brought you here, the ungrateful bitch!"
"Don't talk bad about my mom. She struggles."
"Yeah, with you. And why the hell are you wearing that swimsuit anyways? You walk around naked all the time."
"Because it's the beach,"
explained Scootaloo.
"You have to wear bathing suits at the beach. Me and Sweetie Belle tried on all the different bathing suits at her sister's store, and this one was the cutest. We had lots of fun."
"You didn't even go swimming."
"The water was too cold."
Dash boxed her behind the ears.
"Ow!"
Scootaloo screamed, her eyes filling with tears.
"I'm telling!"
Dash clobbered her again, this time knocking her over into the sand. She sat back up now, completely sobbing.
"I'm gonna tell my mom, and then you're not gonna be her girlfriend anymore!"
Dash kicked her in the gut, making her double over.
"Why do you think she's going to believe you after all the lies you told her, huh? After those fires you've been setting? After she found you cutting yourself? You think she can see those bruises under your coat? Why would she believe you when she could believe a responsible adult such as myself?"
"I hate you,"
Scootaloo said through her tears.
"How dare you?"
Dash said, now genuinely mad. She clocked Scootaloo with a haymaker, not only knocking her back to the sand, but making her roll over a few times. Scootaloo tried to stand up. She was wobbly from the blow. Scootaloo looked at Dash and then took off down the beach, knowing in her heart just how hopeless it was.
"Come back here!"
Dash shouted.
"I'm gonna leave a permanent horseshoe in the back of your head!"
Dash grinned. Finally, the beach had gotten interesting. She gave the awful brat a head start. Scootaloo was 100 yards down the smooth, wet beach when she kick-started her wings. She revved up the buzzing and started to increase her speed. The big tears were blowing out of her eyes. Her hooves started to lift up off the ground just a bit, the tips leaving little grooves in the wet sand. It wasn't exactly flying, but it was faster than running. She was going faster than she ever had in her life. Hope started to spring into her heart. Maybe Dash hadn't decided to follow her. Scootaloo turned her head to the left. There was Dash. Her heart sank. She wasn't even flying. She was just running. And she wasn't just running. She was running backwards. And still she was keeping pace with Scootaloo. She just grinned at Scootaloo. Then she got up on her hind legs. She was running backwards on her hind legs and still keeping pace. Dash hit her again. Scootaloo went down into the sand, rolling end over end. Her wings were hurt. She got back up and started running in the other direction. She couldn't start her wings flapping again, so she just ran. This time, Dash appeared from above. She just dropped straight down 50 yards ahead of Scootaloo. Dash's eyes were closed. Scootaloo faked to the left, then tried to pass Dash on the right. Dash stuck out a leg and tripped her. Scootaloo went skidding face first another 10 feet across the sand. She didn't bother getting up this time. She just lied in the sand, face down, and cried. Dash rolled her over and pinned her down. Scootaloo looked up at her in abject horror.
"You want to know something, kid?"
Dash said.
"I don't even like your mom that much. She's pretty much a bitch. It's no surprise your dad left her."
Dash hooked her hoof underneath the strap of Scootaloo's beloved new bathing suit.
No!
Scootaloo begged.
The reason I put up with her shit? I do it for you, kid. I do it all for your sweet candy vag.
There was a large tearing sound, and Scootaloo's bathing suit was ripped off her body and destroyed.
What the fuck?
Dash screamed. She looked down where the candy vag should be. She couldn't believe it. There were two little pink balls and a little penile sheath. Scootaloo picked herself up, wiping tears from her face with her leg.
What's the matter, you lesbo?
She asked. Dash was still too stunned to react.
Ain't you ever seen a cock and balls before?
Scootaloo turned around and raised her tail up, exposing her ass to Dash.
Wanna take a closer look?
Dash leaned in close for a better look. Scootaloo had two little balls, plain as day. Dash's mouth was open wide. That was a major mistake.
Blarrgh!
Dash shouted as Scootaloo kicked her in the face with both hind legs. Teeth flew all the way into the surf. Dash tumbled over.
That's for the king and queen of the ocean, you awful bitch!
Dash vaguely heard Scootaloo say.
As for me and what you said about my mom, well, I'm just getting started.
It was the last thing Dash heard before the darkness swallowed her. Dash slowly regained consciousness. She didn't know anything, except that she had a pair of little balls in her mouth.
Oh, good,
Scootaloo said, standing up off of Dash's face.
You're finally up.
Where am I?
Dash asked.
You're at the beach, stupid,
Scootaloo said. It had gotten dark. Dash had lain unconscious for hours.
What happened? Where am I?
You got a concussion. That's what happened,
Scootaloo said.
And you're still at the beach. That short-term memory problem is a classic symptom. I'd remind you to always wear a helmet, but you'd forget again. Try not to fall asleep, or whatever. I don't care.
What's going on? Why can't I move?
Dash was lying on her back, her legs up in the air.
Well, now that's a bit more complicated. I think I'll take the last question first. You can't move because I've taken the liberty of burying your wings straight down in the wet sand. With your legs straight up, you're as helpless as an overturned turtle. As for what's going on? Well, revenge, I guess. You really don't think this would happen eventually? Don't answer that. You probably can't think much of anything right now. Let's just say that for every time you hit me and yelled at me and put your hooves on me, I'm gonna make you pay.
What's going on?
Dash asked.
Yeah, there's that brain problem again,
Scootaloo said.
Let me put it this way. Take a look at this.
Scootaloo reared up on her hind legs, exposing her nuts and erect penis to Dash.
What the fuck happened to you? You're a filly!
Scootaloo got back down on all fours.
I got the hookup from Princess Luna. It's magic, bitch. I ain't gotta explain shit. I guess you can call me Scootaloo. Wait, that's bad. Forget that one.
Scootaloo walked around to Dash and got between her helpless, upturned legs. She got on top of Dash and jammed her little cock into Dash's pussy.
Ah!
Gasped Dash.
Hey, stop!
You think I wanted to be a boy?
Scootaloo said, ignoring Dash's complaints.
No, I liked being a girl. At least I used to like it before you started dating my mom. Then I had to do this. Why? Because you wouldn't stop coming after my... What do you call it? My candy vag? Yeah, that's it.
Scootaloo really started hammering it in really hard.
If I've got a candy vag, what have you got?
She stopped her thrusting and looked down. She resumed the pumping.
Roast beef. You've got a roast beef vag. Or maybe corned beef. What's that fermented cabbage the Korean ponies eat? Kimchi? Rainbow Dash has a kimchi vag.
Please, stop!
Dash begged.
Oh, what? Am I moving too fast for you? Get it? Too fast for Rainbow Dash? You know what? Fuck this shit. I'm gonna stick it up your poop, Shootaloo.
Scootaloo took out her cock, pressed it against Dash's ass, and pushed. It sort of squeaked its way in.
Ah, yeah, that's better. Owie!
Dash cried.
Oh, does that hurt?
Scootaloo asked.
I'm sorry. I guess I forgot to bring the Scootaloobe.
Scootaloo gritted her teeth and really started to give it to her.
The sad thing is you probably won't remember this. On the other hand, it's probably going to be pretty funny a few months from now when you find yourself pregnant. Good luck explaining that to my mom, dumbass.
What? Oh, you think I didn't know you were in heat, Dash? It makes you extra receptive. That's why I'm going to bust you with my Scootagoo. You won't get away with this,
Dash said.
Oh, I won't? How are you going to explain it to them? You got knocked up by a little school filly? Good luck. Oh, hang on. Almost there. Oh, damn my hair trigger!
Scootaloo pulled it out of her ass and slammed it into her cunt one last time.
Ah!
She cried as she ejaculated inside of Dash.
Oh my god, I love my cock!
She said.
That was even better than the last two times! What? Yeah, I got bored of waiting for you to wake up. Well, that's it for me. I'm bushed. And anyway, the tide's coming in.
Scootaloo got off Dash and started walking away. Dash noticed the waves were getting closer every minute.
Good luck with your new case of crabs!
Scootaloo called back to her.
Wait!
Dash screamed out. There was no response.
Come back!
She cried. She could feel the waves lapping at her.
I'm sorry,
she said out loud, mostly to herself. Rainbow Dash started to sob uncontrollably. Dash was incredibly tired, but she knew that she couldn't go to sleep. 20 minutes later, Scootaloo popped up over her face.
Man, I'm just fucking with ya,
Scootaloo said. She had a plastic shovel and started to dig her out.
You know, concussions are actually a serious traumatic neurological injury,
she explained.
It's not like in the movies where you can just hit somebody in the head and have them pass out just for the sake of a plot device.
She wiped the sweat off her brow and stuck her shovel in the sand.
But then again, I can't have you coming after me once you get out.
Scootaloo kicked her in the head again.
Shit, now I have to drag her to the car,
was the last thing Dash heard before the darkness swallowed her again. An hour later, Scootaloo drove Dash's 1989 Tercel onto the grassy lawn beneath Dash's cloud house. Scootaloo slammed on the brakes, skidding in the mud. The smell of the burning clutch enveloped them. Scootaloo got out of the driver's side, walked around to the passenger's side, opened the door, and dumped Dash's inert body onto the ground. She was going to check to make sure Dash was still breathing, but then she realized she didn't actually care anymore. Scootaloo got back in the car and ground the gears horribly, trying to find first. She peeled out and left mud all over Dash. She did a few donuts on her lawn, then drove past her again as she rolled down the window.
Tootaloo! Don't forget to name him Scootaloo!
She called out.
Junior, that is!
She peeled out again and left more mud on Dash. 15 minutes later, she drove the Tercel into a ditch and couldn't get it back out. As one more insult for Dash, she took a huge dump right in the driver's seat. She would have called it her Scootapoo, but there was no one around to listen. She walked the rest of the way home. She washed up and climbed under the covers. She tried to jerk it for a while, but she just wasn't into that. Gradually, with a smile on her face, she fell asleep in her snuggly, wuggly bed.